This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 636. I do not know the significance of that number, but it seems like only 20 episodes ago, we were figuring out if we were the prime universe that all Transformers podcasts revolve around, but I couldn't remember. 636 has to be something.
Well, it's like a mathematical progression.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's about all I got off the top of my head.
That was Chris. We also have Don. Don's back! Oh my God, Don is here!
Yay, me. Yay.
Yay, listeners.
Maybe someone will listen now.
People missed Don.
It's been rough these last couple of weeks, Don.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for myself and my girlfriend, so it's nice to be
girlfriend.
So it's nice to have just a nice, quiet, normal evening.
Cool. Okay, so what else we got going on? There's Seth. So in the chat, and on ETF says 30 episodes from the worst episode ever. I'm not going to abuse episode 666. We may even just skip it for bad luck. No, we're not.
No, we have to do it. No, it's not bad luck. 13 is bad luck. 666 is the number of the Lord.
Of the devil.
No, that's...
Whatever. Let's just skip. Look at us, Diecast and Rob and Matt and all that. We're just going to move on. Move on. Could also be 616, depending on your interpretation. So, hey, here's stuff going on. Our Roku channel got updated. It's pretty awesome. So tfradio.net/Roku. Check that out. What else? Got to cover.
Can we just go back to talking about food?
That
was a much better podcast.
Hey, join us live. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can watch us live. We love interacting with the chat and we pre-show. So we start streaming around 8 p.m. Eastern-ish. And we just talk about Star Trek and food until about 8:30 Eastern when the show Transformers stuff actually starts. Then after that's over, it's usually Power Rangers. And then we just do another Transformers show that never gets posted and occasionally more Star Trek. But yeah. Oh,
And just to quell any rumors about my wedding or people think they've heard I was getting married. No, there's no rings.
I'm married, Don. I don't wear
rings. The only rings on this hand is when I cosplay as Green Lantern, and that's pretty much it. So there it is.
So do you cosplay as Hal Jordan from of Emerald Twilight?
God, no. Mm. I will be Kyle Rayner if nobody.
Okay.
Jeez.
You could try Kilowog.
Yeah, Kilowog.
See Brian as Guy Gardner.
You see me as Guy Gardner?
I can see that. Yeah.
He's angrier than I am. I'm not really Green Lantern material.
Well, on that we can probably all agree.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So what else we have going on? Other stuff. Unicron, that's going on, but we'll have a Unicron watch here. Diecast is chomping at the bit to discuss that. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, we could always just launch into that before what we got this week. I don't think anybody would complain.
Real quick.
No.
In the chat. My buddy Dusty of RPGLL, RPG Lessons Learned Fame, says, if she loves it, she'll put a ring on it, Don. So it's just a matter of time.
Now, he doesn't say what kind of ring. I mean, you know, it could be an O-ring. It could be a bathtub ring. Like, there's just no telling.
That's true.
Brian, I have to say this. I just thought when you said the Unicron watch. Remember Seiko came out with an Optimus Prime watch a couple of months ago? What if they do that for Unicron? Casio. And it's the giant Unicron watch thing.
Okay, well, Don's laughing at himself. Let's just
talk about the Unicron watch I would want is just like, you know, a cheap kid's digital watch that's Unicron's planet mode as a cover for the face.
Yeah.
When you pop it open, the rings pop out.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So
and cheap.
Diecast.
If anyone dare says Unicron watch before Unicron, I will kill you.
You just did. Okay.
And since you said it exists.
So, Diecast, if you don't mind, I want to handle like the math part. So.
Okay.
So we've been tracking now for the last, this makes the third week that we've been tracking. There's 1 week left. So we have to get 8 to 8,000 backers. 8 0.000. As of August 7th, we were at 2289. Then in 1 week's time, as of showtime last week, we tacked on another 226 to get to 2515. And since then, we've tacked on 307. So we're at 2822, but we only have to get to 8,000, and we have 10 days left.
I mean, you know, 600 people per day, that seems attainable.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I don't think the American market is going to get this done.
I don't think any market
we're going to require some help.
It's going to be like, major studio movies. Like, yeah, the American contribution matters, but it's really the foreign investment that gets you your investment back. That's what makes the budget back for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. Diecast. Throwing
China is a big place.
Yeah, but they don't. It's a big place.
But how many people in that big place actually have the money to put into this?
Or the space to keep it?
Hopefully at least 5,000.
Red Foreman in the chat says, wait until the overseas orders come in. Oh, I'm anticipating that.
Yeah.
And I'm anticipating it still won't bring us to 8,000, but we'll see.
But like Rob's article said, I'm sorry, Don, real quick.
That's fine.
Like Rob's article says, which is a very good article. I read it today.
Thank you.
We don't know if those overseas numbers count towards the 8,000.
I assume they will.
Assume so too.
I mean, positive.
But if I thought
that had been confirmed for us that they actually do.
I double checked I asked around before I wrote this, and the last we heard is that there was language on Takaratomi's website that suggests that that is the case, but we still haven't actually been told for certain is the last thing that I heard.
Have we reached out to Hasbro PR and even asked? I haven't done that.
I haven't.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean,
I think it would be in the questions because, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead here, but John Warden posted on Instagram a video where you can ask questions and they will answer them in about a week. They'll pick a couple questions. I'm not sure if they started answering any questions yet, but that is a place that you can ask questions. I'm sure they have some intern going through and saying, you know, picking out the top 5 or 10 questions there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard anecdotally one retailer, and I don't remember which one it was, but basically made it be known that they believe that their orders that they're facilitating will be counted toward it, but they're not going to be turning in or reporting to Hasbro what their orders are until virtually the end of the backing period.
Makes sense. Yeah.
It absolutely does make sense. And I'm just raising that point because, like, we're not seeing big jumps right now, even though all these other avenues are opening up. But it's for that reason. Like, all these places have to wait until the thing's basically over with, till their own order periods are closed. And then we're going to see probably huge leaps those order periods end. But, like, it's just a little bit misleading right now because it's not happening in real time.
So I would feel much better about all of that stuff coming in to save the day if we were at 6,000. Or 5,500 as opposed to
4,500 even.
So
just I would feel a lot better about it, but still, I don't think it's all doom and gloom. Like I said, China is a very big place. We've also got the UK,
Australia,
uh-huh. New Australia, Zealand,
Japan. Like,
yeah, there are quite a few other markets for this out there.
Yeah, I think the magic number we need to be at for the US and Canada is.
Did it open up to Canada? It's
North America.
Okay. Canadians can order for Hasbro Pulse.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the magic number we need to be at for this thing to go through is 5,000.
And we need to be pretty close to that. Yeah.
If those overseas numbers count, which hasn't been confirmed other than what we saw on Takaratomi Mall's site where they said it's 8,000 worldwide, but who knows?
See. Yeah. But we've talked this to death, the matters around it. I think right now we're just patiently waiting and hoping and biding our time.
Well, some of us are patiently waiting, and then there's Diecast.
I mean, I've talked to people. I was at NJCC this week, and there are people like I'm sorry.
That guy or some other person.
That guy from Steel City Bots, Miguel. I'm sorry. Miguel from Steel City Bots showed up and we were talking and my wife was handing me something. So I got confused. But it might be poisoned. I'm not sure.
But Miguel, he has to wait to poison you until after you pay for your Unicrons.
Yeah. Miguel and I were talking and he was like, well, I want to back it. I just haven't done it yet. I'm like, why? Like, what? Don't wait.
He knows there's a time limit, right?
Yeah, he knows. But I think he's under the assumption that it's going to put a temporary hold on his credit card and he doesn't want it to do that.
It didn't.
No. I don't think it does either. But yeah, I didn't know. I didn't want to tell him, oh, no, it's not going to do that. But there's a lot of people out there who are still want to back this that haven't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are there 6,000 of them?
I mean, the thing about Hasbro Pulse is it's a very new site. It's not one that maybe a lot of people have done business with yet. That is a problem. And a lot of us, I think when we put in pre-orders early, did have a very temporary authorization put on the card. And that does, as far as I know, that tied up the money for just a little bit. And that can be a problem when you're talking about, $600.
Pulse is a lot better now than the launch weekend, because on launch weekend, the authorization holds were lasting for days for some people, me included. Now, when you put a pre-order in, they will charge the amount to your payment method immediately, but they will cancel it as soon as they know that it's posting, which literally takes like 5 seconds. But if you don't have that much money available on your credit card or in your account, if you're using a debit card, it's not going to go through.
So
that could also be a problem. A
couple interesting notes from the chat. One again, Dusty, again, at RPGLL podcast on Twitter, said, why? It's a shame they couldn't feature Unicron more in the last night, bring awareness and, sad. In the chat, an interesting comment. Red Foreman asked, why can't they extend the pre-order period? If they had did that, but that would just take the people that are buying now. And instead of getting, like 300 a week, we would get 150 a week. Yeah, it's just compressing out the same amount of, I don't think it would matter.
But thinking about this thing with the pre-authorizations and all that, that makes me wonder if maybe there might not be higher totals with places like Big Bad Toy Store than we think, because it's entirely possible that people might want to, for one, just leave that in their pile of loot, or for another, to just, go with somebody that they've done business with before and trust.
Yeah.
So there could be more pre-orders out there for this at other retailers, even for North American fans, than we think.
I would think a high number, in my mind, a high number for that would be about 500. I think that would be exceedingly high, which it's a big number, but it's not going to get us there.
Yeah.
The other thing that worries me is like on the barge, once they hit that magic number to get it made, then people jumped on, because there's people out there who are like, I'm only going to back it if it's going to be made,
which I never understood that mindset at all.
I don't either, but I know that that happens. Yeah. So, Hasbro needs to get this thing over that hump, by throwing in some overseas numbers sooner rather than later, to get those people on board. They're like, I'm only going to back it if it's close or if it's going to be made.
That's when those people are going to jump on anyway, last day. So,
yeah.
Put it out there.
Yeah, I understand, people waiting to save up some money to make sure they have the funds available.
Yeah.
The only thing I want to add, Brian, is that
you haven't been here, Don, for the last couple of weeks, so you need to get your thoughts in there before I move on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to say, in this last week, a lot of individuals across social media are going to be pushing this thing if they want it made. They're going to be promoting it. But also, I like to remind everybody that if you can't afford this and you can't swing it, there's no shame in not getting it, obviously. So everybody remember to be polite. And if someone just chooses not to order it and you want it, respect their decision and just make sure if you're promoting it, that's fine. Talk it up if you want to. But remember, folks that can't get this probably want it and can't for various reasons. So let's not be putting people down because they're not ordering it because you don't know their reasons.
Who would promote it? That's but Hasbro's remember, job.
If you're not going into default on your car payments or even your mortgage to order a Unicron or three, you're not doing your duty as a Transformers fan.
You hate your job. You have let us down.
Yes, I
was so, let us down.
So you know, if
shame on you.
You know, so I'm just saying we've seen this in other fandoms where people berate other people for not getting something that someone else thinks is cool. I'm just saying if you're going to promote it.
We do that in the Transformers fandom by berating people who get things that they think are cool that we hate. That's kind of how the Transformers fandom rolls. That's why it kind of sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad because it's true.
Hey, so last week after like Thursday or something, maybe Friday, I forget. We talked about how Hasbro needs to like show more details about like the features of this thing and, you know, is the head removable or not? Well, it is. I think this happened like next day. So it has what, two different face plates, basically?
Ah, there's that photo again. Yeah, it has two face plates. Yeah. Has a normal, which is the one we've been seeing, and then a damaged. Unfortunately, I hope they made a mistake with the damaged one because the eyes are silver instead of green like the regular face. That's
a problem. That can be fixed in production.
Yeah, the damaged ones are unwanted. Can be
fixed, but that... That's a problem. It makes it look, crappy. I was trying to think of a better word, but that's all I can think of is crappy. It makes it look crappy.
It's supposed to look crappy. He's had a bad day.
Yeah, but he's supposed to have a green broken eyes, not silver painted over.
Paint them.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, and ideally
they would be green and translucent, so you can see his eye movement gimmick.
Yeah,
Matt. Ideally, Matt. Yeah, I can see that. But again, y'all, with whatever is lacking on that head sculpt and colors and stuff, you know, we're going to get Toy Hacks labels to fix little bits, pieces, and here and there. So that's
imagine how big and expensive the Toy Hacks sheet for this thing is going
to
be.
I don't want to have to sticker my Unicron.
There's $75 worth of stickers.
I'm just saying highlights, you know, maybe little. I'm just saying what's like I said a few weeks ago about since it doesn't have a lot of feature on the rings, if some third party does small little plastic cut gems that plug into the existing holes in the rings, you could get a glowing kind of light effect on the rings by just putting those little pre-cut pieces. It'd be a lot of beadwork, but I'm just saying, since there's no electronics, you could use some translucent plastics just to along the same lines.
He's 30 inches around. I'm just gonna hang Christmas lights on
him. That'd be awesome. So this joke is for 7 people. Keep that in mind. If they sold this as just the Unicron head, you know what I would say when I got it? Let me tell you about this head I got. There you go.
I saw that coming.
I don't think there's anything we can assume people. With this project, though, because even the colors, like I want the yellow to be a little bit more orange. I think a lot of people do. But we can't assume that they're going to fix it. We have to assume that is as close to the color that we're going to get.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, small missing details, that's absolutely, like, with feedback from the community when they reveal the stuff, they're paying attention to what we're saying about it. Like, not necessarily specifically what we're saying here on the podcast, but just in general, they're paying attention to the fandom's responses, and there is still time for them to take that into consideration and make tweaks to how they're going to produce this.
There is plenty of time for them to make changes like that.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for them to reveal that the head actually becomes Primacron. He's a headmaster, and there's a Primacron in there somewhere as well, so yeah, I'm waiting for that.
But see, now they were doing this like a typical Kickstarter. That could be one of the stretch goals. You get a little Primacron figurine.
I just think it's funny how the face, the eyes and everything, if you don't have either of the face plates on, it looks like Jeff Dunham's Ahmed the Terrorist.
Let's not talk about Jeff Dunham. This is a Jeff Dunham free zone.
I thought Don would like that.
I like Jeff Dunham.
Oh, God. Okay, let's...
We can talk about food again.
Yeah, so...
We haven't even started talking about Star Trek yet.
Yeah, well, you kind of skipped that in pre-show.
Yeah, so...
I've been watching Enterprise Season 3 again. That's been an experience.
I'm sorry.
I know.
So, real quick, there was another video posted of a full conversion, something like that today.
Yeah.
I got an email about it, but I didn't really do much reading on it, so...
Video is so much better than the last one.
Yeah, this one is sped up a little bit. You could tell it takes a while, and they've compressed it down to about 5 minutes, but there's not, like, weird cuts and everything. There's a couple spots in there where I'm pretty sure they had to pause and let Kunihiro take a lunch break or, you know, sit down and
storm off and rest for a while.
It didn't seem like the process was that difficult. It's incredibly fiddly and time-consuming, but it might be a little bit smoother on, you know, not a fragile one-of-a-kind prototype also.
Yeah, he had to be very careful, and you could tell he was doing everything in his power to be very, very ginger with it. So, absolutely. The finished product, you can probably fly through the transformation a lot easier.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's 19 pounds. I mean,
the engineering is still what it is, but when doing it without having to worry about panels literally snapping off and crumbling in your hand.
As you're fiddling with a 19-pound sphere.
That's why it has a stand.
Keep in mind, too, the prototype that he's transforming is the only one of the prototypes that can transform. And as of the time they made that video, it's entirely possible that's only the fourth time it's ever been transformed since they put it together.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting really paranoid about that. You know, what's worse? It not being backed, it's not funding, or actually getting it and having to transform it?
Yeah, no, I was having thoughts like that watching that video. I mean, I really like that they've designed this where it can stay on the stand the whole time you're transforming it. That's really smart. That's something that big and heavy, you need that third hand to let you actually work on the parts you need to move instead of juggling the thing while you're trying to, like, unfold a leg or something, or figure out the sequence to line up all the planet shell parts so they, you know, tuck in back the way they're supposed to. I actually do like that part of it, but watching that process go through and realizing how much time that must have actually taken in the actual take they did, that's something that on special occasions, yes, you might switch that from one mode to the other, but that's going to spend so much time just living on some big shelf somewhere in whatever display mode. And I think I said something about this toward the end of the show last week, maybe, like, I don't think Transformers need to be that big. You pass a certain point and they're not fun anymore.
Yeah. Just buy two. Well, one for each mode.
Yeah, but this is when Hasbro is going to have to step up on one other thing. They're going to have to get these instructions right if it's funded. They cannot have lackluster, crappy instructions on a figure like this. They're going to have to pull out their A game. Don,
with this one, you know you're not having to sell to kids who don't know that there's a Transformers Facebook or YouTube channel. They'll know. People who buy this will know to go to YouTube if they got to.
Right.
It's more sophisticated.
I will offer for free. Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. Offer for free to do the video for Hasbro of the transformation.
They don't want someone to demonstrate breaking the shoulder diecast.
They can edit it.
but I'm just saying, if they want it, because they know there are fans out there that like following the instructions and doing it that way. I'm just saying, if there's going to be instructions in here and not a QR code that you scan to go to a video, then they need to make sure the instructions are right.
I mean, honestly, for what this is costing, I think it would be a nice gesture to put in some, like, fancy paperwork with this. Bound instructions in a booklet with, like, production information and, high-quality stills from the concept art. We've seen on occasion the Floro Dairy concept drawings for Unicron and the other Transformers the Movie stuff. Like, those are beautiful pieces of art, and I'd love to have, like, high-quality reproductions of that as paperwork. And I'll stop talking now so Don doesn't have a heart attack.
No, I just thought of this. They have the instructions, just like Fortress Maximus, the special lucky draw in Japan. The back of the instructions is a print of the background scene in the opening of the movie when he's first in Unicron that you can hang behind the character.
Okay, it's a good idea. Let's move on. So, hey, did anybody get anything this week? Chris?
Oh, okay. So first, I have a little story time. So you might remember me talking a few weeks ago about how I got Generation Select's Lancer, and it was missing a rivet in the leg, so the leg would fall off. Well, I got a second one, so Now, Hasbro was not able to replace it for me, so I had to go and buy a second one, which means I'm now about $60 in on Lancers.
What?
To get one that's fully assembled correctly. Because the second one wasn't as cheap as the first one. So I did contact Hasbro customer support about my Lancer problem. They weren't able to replace it for me because they didn't have any on hand to send back out. They didn't offer me a refund either. So what they said they could do is send me coupons for an in-store purchase of Hasbro merchandise at some point. And okay. Because where I live, Hasbro merchandise is supported like crap, that wasn't really a good option. So they said I could pick from some other toys that would be interesting to me, and they could see, you know, what they had on hand they could send me. So out of a list of like 10 things that I could come up with that I thought they might have access to, what I ended up getting was Studio Series Cogman, which was literally the last choice on my list.
Oh, lame.
So this is a replacement for a $22 with tax figure. And as it happens on Amazon, pretty consistently for the last 2 weeks, I could have got this for $12 shipped. So I have this now, and also a Lancer that I had to pay like $32 with shipping for to get a replacement. So that's been an experience.
Well, Chris, maybe sell the busted Lancer to a customizer for parts or something and get some of the money back.
I have actually considered that because like the leg is fixable if you can put a new rivet in it, or like even just a pin that will stay in place. I don't have the resources to do that, so that's not really an option for me. So let's see. I was able to get off of Amazon for about $4 the MicroMaster Rescue Patrol, I think, Stakeout and Red Hot, or Red Heat as it is on the package. Stakeout is marginally better than the other Autobot car MicroMasters. Marginally. And Red Heat is okay-ish. It's a retool of the like lesser of the two military patrol MicroMasters. The problem is both of them have really loose ball joints, and so they're not too keen on like standing or posing or transforming without parts falling off. So I mean, you know, for $4 off of warehouse deals, that's not too much of a problem, but I'd be so upset if I paid $10 for these.
I did pay $10 for them, and I actually also got them on clearance at Walmart for $4 myself.
So did either of them have loose hips like this?
The second one, I didn't even open. So but the first one had loose hips, yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
So besides that, I got what probably a lot of us ended up with this week, which is G2 Sideswipe.
Yep.
And I'm pretty happy with that. It needs the fluorescent green details that were stickers on the original toy. Like it's nice as it is, don't get me wrong, but like that just that little bit of pop kind of brings the whole color scheme together. So that also came with Slam Dance, which has had some issues reported. On a number of copies, the ankle would be, I think one case had it broken off in package, and others it would break off when trying to transform it. That's been traced down to a couple of product codes.
Oh, really?
The one stamped on the toy that's a problem is 91291, which is the kind I have. And the code on the box was 91361, I believe. So you should be able to identify in advance if yours is going to be a problem copy.
I did get
a problem one. I got a problem one, and I decided since there was, you know, an equal chance it was going to break if I tried to do anything with it anyway, I would take the one foot apart that didn't want to move on its transformation joint, and I started shaving down some of the parts inside, and I was able to actually get it to where the part can move pretty, not like as smooth as on on flywheels, but like before it was completely stuck. It would not move, and I knew if I pushed it as hard as it would need to, that part was going to break. So this is something that I think is potentially fixable if you end up with one of these problem ones. If not, you can try contacting Amazon for an exchange. But of course, there's every chance that you will get one from the same batch again. I know one person on Twitter had a broken one. They contacted Amazon for an exchange, and they got another one of that same code group again. So that's not necessarily a foolproof solution. But like, since I'm not afraid of it breaking anymore, I really like the colors on Slam Dance. They're they pop a lot. They're pretty vibrant, and they look good photographed under my lights too, which is a big plus for me. Once you get past that whole breaking transformation joint thing, it looks pretty good in the vehicle modes too. The transformation goes by pretty smooth. Flywheels had that like nice chunky simple quality to it that made it fun to handle. And like once the defect problems are alleviated on this, or if you get one from a different batch, like it's that same experience again. It's kind of a fun complement to Sideswipe. And that came with Target Master, Battle Master Trenchfoot, which as far as I can tell is an original Target Master character, not a legacy character for the set. It's my first experience handling the Hasbro Target Master molds, and I'm actually pretty pleased with them. I still don't know that I in general want to pay $6 for one just by itself, but like I really like how solidly... What?
Why not? It's such a great bargain.
I mean, oh, okay, good. Even the Prime Masters were kind of pushing it for me because I didn't feel like they did very much. The Titan Master, the individual Titan Masters, I loved those because those felt like you were getting a little bit more of a complete toy out of them. With this, like, it feels like a stretch to call it a transformer on its own. It's just a glorified accessory. But like, I really appreciate how solidly the gun modes peg together. That's something that was lacking on about half of the Takara ones. So actually having like a structurally solid gun form is really pleasing. And then of course I also have the Skywarp set, so I've got Skywarp here in jet mode. The one thing I really don't like about this is just that Skywarp is like charcoal gray and not black.
Thank you for taking my talking points.
Well, I mean, Brian called on me first, or you know, I was just kind of prepared to go with the flow with, you know, whoever went first, because I figured it was going to be some of the same complaints either way. But like comparing Skywarp's body color to the color of the helmet, that on its own is enough. Or if you look at it side by side with Sideswipe, you know, there's no pretending Skywarp is a black jet like he's supposed to be. But it's a very nice instance of the mold. It's one of the best overall quality wise of now 7 of these damn things I have. Crikey. You know, with the original Classic Seeker, it literally took 4 years to get 7 of them, because Acid Storm came out in Universe also. And in 6 months we've gotten 7 of this mold. It's ridiculous, honestly.
It's ridiculous, but at the same time, it's kind of impressive considering how long it took us to get all this generation's figures.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is impressive in that way, but man, this is stupid.
No, what's stupid is the fact that we have 7 of them and we'd still buy more.
Yeah. I mean, they can announce announce Sunstorm tomorrow and I would be first in line for pre-orders on that. If it was orange. That's an important qualifier. Yes, Don?
I'm just wondering if maybe we're getting all of these characters and colors now because the second and third wave, whatever Siege transforms into for the other two series, it'll be either a different aesthetic or the jets would not fit in as well as they would now. So they're striking while the molds are in production to get all these colors out because they really don't fit their paradigm in the next two series.
I have a theory about the Rainmakers, which I'll talk about in conjunction with one of the later news items, but it might help explain why we ended up getting so many of these in so short a span. Anyway, the Skywarp set comes with 3 Battlemasters. So the purple and silver one is called Shroot. This is supposed to be Hair Splitter, one of Spinister's Target Masters. Singe will be released individually in the December assortment. So when Spinister comes out, if you bought this set, you can have both of his Target Masters represented, although obviously not 100% correctly. It also comes with Fracas, which is good for everybody who was disappointed by not having a Legend Scourge come out with a Target Master at any point, or some other mechanism to get that out. And then, what was this one? Pterodactyl, I think.
Yeah.
It's a recolor of Taraxodon, just in purple, and the effect part on that is orange, where the original one was blue. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with Skywarp just because, like, it's a really good feeling use of the mold. It doesn't have any of the, like, quirks some of the Rainmakers had, like, where the ankles wouldn't really rock the way they're supposed to, or, you know, some of the parts fit was off. Skywarp's just, like, it really feels good all around, if only it was the right color. And I think I was running around trying to figure out, like, if I was missing anything before showtime for what we got this week, but I think that's it for this week, fortunately, and hopefully I will have a break now from new things until, like, the start of September, when Impactor and Mirage and the Reflector 3-pack are supposed to come out.
Cool. I'm just
fingers crossed.
Diecast, what'd you get?
All right, I got Power Train and High Jump, which is one of the what are these, Micromasters?
Yeah.
So Off-Road Patrol, they are. So they were on Amazon. Someone linked to it and on Monday, and they were here today. So it's pretty cool. I also got Magic Square Cosmos.
Ooh.
You've not opened it, right?
No.
It looks bigger than the New Age one, right?
Yeah.
I've got the New Age one right here, Brian.
I've got Magic Square Sideswipe. And then I got Magic Square Inferno and Grapple.
You should just sell everything else and just buy the Magic Square figures.
Well, considering what they've shown at that recent toy show, they got so much coming out, it's practically you could do that.
There's a pre-order up I saw for the New Age Megatron. It's like $70 or close to it. It's 4 inches tall. Just expensive.
And then I also got the tape sets.
The no sound reissues, page. The Walmart
yeah.
reissues, yeah.
The Walmart reissue tape sets. So I like them. I like the packaging. They got tech specs on the back, instructions on the back. They're pretty cool. You know, I'm going to hang them on the wall. I don't even think I'm going to take them out of the package. I just really
if they go on clearance, like the pack. Make it a second set to open whenever that happens.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If they go on clearance, Soundwave and the cassettes came in stock at my local Walmart, and within 3 or 4 days were completely cleaned out again.
The cassettes are at my Walmart, but Soundwave is gone.
Okay.
Yeah, they're selling well. I just don't know if they're going to, you know, as you never know how often, if at all, they're going to restock.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what we worried about the Rainmakers, you know, as crazy as Target is, that first batch could be it for who knows how long.
Yeah. And then just for Don, because I know he always says he needs more Lion Voltron in his life. I've got a Voltron and
what is that? Where is that? Which one is it?
It's a non-transforming or non-combining. Non-combining, but all the lions. I don't know.
So is it a third party or something?
It's third party.
Oh,
but all the eyes on each lion light up, so that's pretty cool. His face lights up, which is pretty cool, and he's super poseable. He's really nice.
Yeah, Darkcast, I don't need this to come kick your butt, so just don't keep that in mind.
Don is brandishing his passport, showing it off.
I mean, he spent enough money on it. He needs to get some kind of use out of it now.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we got this week, you know.
Don, you're always welcome to come over. You know that.
Hey, Don. This weekend,
yes.
You got anything going on Saturday?
I work retail. I work every weekend.
McKay's in Winston-Salem, they're opening up in their new location Saturday, and I'm going to go.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so,
yeah, I was there a few weeks ago, and I do not like that one compared to Greensboro. Greensboro's a lot nicer.
I love the one in Winston-Salem, but Greensboro is much nicer. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got this week.
Okay. Matt.
Yeah, yes, I also got the Skywarp pack, and I also hate the charcoal gray color because Skywarp is supposed to be black and purple.
Yeah.
But Matt, we talked about this already.
Hey, Matt. Yes,
it also, I'm aware, and it still bothers me.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to ask Chris, so I will ask you, Matt. It seems also that the purple just seems off to me. I would want something just a little bit more that would skew more towards the animation, okay, and this just looks like a much darker purple than I probably want to go
this,
with.
This could be with a little bit more red. It is a
nice deep purple. Yeah, it is a nice deep purple, that may be a thing, but, you know, I like purple, so...
Well, at least it offends
me not, yes. Now, the battle damage, on the other hand,
you should be used to that. It's the exact same battle damage that's on the other six.
On the other six. And yes, and I actually have bought all seven within the same month's time. So.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not too far off from that. I got Starscream back in, March? And then Red Wing was in June, but the rest of them I've gotten in basically the course of 1 month.
Yeah.
Thanks, Don, by the way, for the Rainmakers.
Yeah. No problem.
Thanks for the Rainmakers and Red Wing, Don.
No problem. Glad to help.
So that was the only Transformers thing I got. But
you didn't get Sideswipe?
No.
What?
Kick him off the call. What's
wrong with these people? You don't mess up the call. I can't do it.
Yeah, I know.
I have Masterpiece G2 Sideswipe. I'm good.
Masterpiece and the original G2 Sideswipe. I bought it.
I also was kind of offended by Slam Dance's red pants.
I really like it. I love the way Slam Dance looks. Not broken.
But I mean that's a great use of those two characters. I think that's about the best chance
you're going to have. It's a creative use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really be bugged about how they executed Slam Dance for this because, like, Slam Dance was never in the cartoon, and in the comic books, Slam Dance was not even a character. They were just, like, non-speaking cassettes. Like, there was no personality displayed. They just existed as...
MacGuffins.
Yeah, plot advancement. So, like, I don't have an attachment to the original toys, even though I did at one point find a Rain Dance at a garage sale when I was a kid for, like, 20 cents. So, like, I have one in a box somewhere floating among all my possessions, but, like, I don't have a connection to this, so I don't really care if the colors are backwards or whatever.
And that's another problem, is I really don't have a connection to it, so I didn't... Like, I love my obscure characters, but I wasn't screaming
I probably wouldn't have bought this by itself, but, you know, as part of the set, like, that's fine.
Cool.
I may pick it up somewhere down the line for Sideswipe, but, you know, it's not a priority right now. I've spent way too much money. Speaking of which, I got Power Rangers Lightning Collection Wave 2, and the Magna Defender is just fantastic. Just absolutely gorgeous. Love them, but I can't help but feel that any character with a sword, like the sword is a little on the small side.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
How's his cape, Matt? Because I know that soft goods and capes is generally
a big issue. It's plastic, but it's very, very, very pliable plastic. So,
because that's something that plagues a lot of figure arts, especially if you're like Kamen Riders and Sentai, where they've got a cape. It's very... Like Wizard. Wizard looked great, but it was a very bad figure to pose because the cape and stuff was just, you know.
I feel like Eternal had that problem too.
Yeah, but I got the whole wave, so I got
pink.
Yeah, I'm trying to Beast Morphers. Red and gold. They're both really nice. The civilian head on the Pink Ranger looks terrible in the. And the renders or all the promo material, it looks worse in person.
Like, how can you screw up Amy Jo Johnson? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know. They managed, but like it just the sculpting looks pretty derpy. And something I've noticed on the Lightning Collection that I'm hoping Hasbro takes a look at is the printing seems like a little bit off, like where they're supposed to be paint detail on a couple of the figures. I've had it be slightly off to the side of where it's supposed to be. And this happened on the civilian Pink Ranger head.
Oops.
Yeah, which, you know, that sculpt didn't need anything else going against it. But what has a fantastic head sculpt is the Putty Patroller.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The Putty Patroller, they nailed this thing. It is fantastic, and I want about a dozen more.
You know, I can imagine them not doing like a Pulse exclusive that's like a troop builder set of five or something. That seems like that would be like two. An ease.
Yeah, and he comes with alternate hand attachments too, so it would be, you know, interchangeable. And bonus, he came with a disposable Green Ranger.
I don't think that looks that bad. I know the
shield's not supposed to come off. It does look that bad because it has that stupid silver stripe on the helmet, Don.
I know the history. It's just it doesn't look that bad as a figure. It's not perfect, but I mean they market it as the Fighting Spirit version. So I mean it's.
But I hate the silver stripe. I never understood the silver stripe when all of his extra armor is gold.
Yeah.
Why is the stripe so maddening? But like I said, with the printing off to the side, the little black details on his dragon shield had that same problem. It does not anymore because I took Gundam markers to everything and
yeah, I saw your tweet.
Like it is not normally this pretty gold. They do paint it. It is painted, but it's a very soft gold.
So. Cool. Anything else?
No. So, but I think I actually like him better without the shield. I find the silver stripe less offensive without the dragon shield on. It's just personal preference, I guess.
Are we not buying like the Megazords and stuff?
Well, so there's not any classic Megazords available yet, and the Beast Morphers transforming Megazords are just starting to become available, but the core body Zords for the two Megazord formations are in a separate price point from the rest of them, and I don't think all the stores have gotten the memo that there's two varieties of Zord toys to order yet. So a lot of places just have the smaller Zords.
And at least something is going to be an Amazon exclusive.
So I was
The Amazon exclusive, as far as I know, is one total set of the like Ultra Zord combination of all of the Zords that are available in the current wave. Which
freaking gigantic.
$180, I think.
Okay. So I was at Walmart this weekend or this week, and they had like the big shampoo bottle Zords.
Yeah.
The X Zord or whatever it was. And my 7-year-old, she was convinced that it was a Transformer.
Oh.
And I had to tell her, no, it's not, but it is made by the same people, blah, blah, blah. So.
And it does transform.
Yeah.
Well, the shampoo bottle one doesn't.
No, that doesn't. Well, But, you know. So, Don,
When I was at Walmart, I saw the roleplay sword toy, the binocular sword. And, like, that thing's freaking huge, man.
Yeah.
I cannot, for a $30 roleplay toy, I cannot believe how big that is. Anyway, sorry, Don, were you up next?
Did you have any Power Rangers, Don? Because Brian is obviously loving this.
Actually, other than, I said in pre-show, other than getting the old Bandai, the second version of the Gold Ranger for $6 on clearance, now I have the Butterscotch version and the Gold version, so I'm happy with that for $6.
Hey, you know, once Power Rangers became Hasbro,
It still bothers you. It
bothers me, but not as much. That's the reason I mentioned the Zords, because they're robots, and I had to insert that in to make it a little more relevant.
Yeah, well, hopefully being the way they're being done, they're better robots than what Bandai was giving us for crap. Anyway, off-topic stuff. Picked this up at Ollie's. Still have not seen anything for you, Rob. No Transformers other than the Drift and the Fracture Deployers at my local one. But I had to get this.
From the Deployers, so from like Robots in
Disguise. So, Don, we're on a podcast, tell people what you bought.
I am. I was waiting for Rob to stop talking.
Sorry.
That's fine. No, I didn't want to interrupt Rob. The Danger Mouse's car. The Mark IV Danger Mobile. So I love Danger Mouse from back in the day, and this is the only one Molly's had for $8, so I wanted to get it.
I got the best box of cereal this week. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Okay. I also got the
3-year-old a new pair of shoes.
Did you get the box of cereal from Ollie's?
No, I didn't.
Because if not, I think you're going a little off topic here, Brian.
I'm giving you grief, Don.
Ollie's has pretty good prices on cereal. I'm just saying.
I never thought to look.
And to go with, well, I showed this off 2 weeks ago. I got that real Ghostbusters San Diego set that had the Ecto versions of the Ghostbusters from that one episode. That one episode of Real Ghostbusters. I also picked up from BBTS the regular set of the Real Ghostbusters
Is that Transform?
Huh. I'm getting there.
But Hasbro has acquired the license for Ghostbusters toys.
Did we just learn that? I saw somebody.
Yeah, today.
Yep.
They not already, with the MP10G and with the
Ectotron? I think it's obvious at this point that they were able to do that because they were in the process of acquiring the license, but they were not able to tell us that they were getting a license until today.
Yeah, so I was able to get both. So I have all the Ghostbusters, Slimer, and Stay Puft. I got both sets for basically what some people were asking, just for Egon by itself.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty good.
Ray, Egon.
I got a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff I forgot to talk about.
I guess you don't have to pile on.
Save it for next week.
All right. And because I'm a sucker for a GoBot homage, I picked up the Cheetor and the Bumblebee Spark Armor Ocean Storm and Sea Fury because, like I said, basically it's got to be a Man of War homage. There's no way they could not have known they were doing
an homage to
Man of War. Oh, so, plus, you know, having a new Cheetor is nice, and I've heard the Bumblebee is pretty good for a Cyberverse toy, so I got those two. Moving on to my other Transformer stuff, I got Alpha Trion for $7.
How
would you do that?
I don't know. It was at my girlfriend's Target near her. Yeah, I stopped on the way out of town, and it was sitting. I'm guessing it was an online return before they actually had the mod set.
Do you mind if I cut in for a second, Don?
No, go ahead, Rob.
I've seen M. Cipher on Twitter was showing that there's been quite a few the targets around him out in, I think, California have also been putting some new Cyberverse stock out direct to clearance. I think it's probably just an accident due to conflicting SKUs or something. But yeah, this is happening. So if you are collecting Cyberverse, check the clearance areas in your Target because you may run into a deal like this too.
Yeah.
I'd get that for $7.
$7. Yeah, definitely. And it's a pretty good, I mean, this is obviously a younger Alpha Trion, but it's a pretty beefy looking character, so you know I may be disappointed when I open it, but we'll have to wait and see.
But the alt mode looks cool too.
Yep. I also got the cassettes. I don't have them with me, and I also got Soundwave just because he's pretty. He's in a box. He's going on the shelf to look nice.
Yeah, same here.
So there's that. And besides,
I was just confused why he came with Buzzsaw.
That's
because Soundwave came with Buzzsaw originally. Buzzsaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
he's weird as a kid too, Diecast.
Yeah, and you were saying, Chris, how you were sold out in a couple of days. All six of, cause I went one day, saw six at my local Walmart. I bought one. I went back the next day to get cat food. They were all gone. So in one day, all six sold.
Wow. I mean, Soundwave has always been the stereotype for, you know, that one Transformer with the cool voice that everybody remembers. So like.
Yeah.
If any one of them is going to be a shot good tapes sell.
Out of his chest.
Yeah.
The one with the cool gimmick.
Yeah. And I picked
Guardians of the Galaxy for no longer giving Hasbro the excuse of nobody remembers what a Walkman is anymore.
And I picked up one that I really wasn't planning on getting this till I saw a couple of reviews online. Helicopter Drift.
Okay.
I really, really like the way he kind of turned out, so I'm looking forward to opening him up. I've also got Dropkick Car Mode. I just don't have him here with me, but I've got Dropkick in Car Mode because he reminds me so much of Downshift from Energon, and I love that figure. I got Jet Power Revive Optimus from Perfect Effect.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for this for a very long time. It got pushed back a couple of months because this looks like, based on all the reviews I've seen, a really great take on the whole Optimus flight pack with not near as unwieldy as the Studio Series Jetfire Optimus combination. My last two things, Massey, you got to move, boy. No, you got to move. Sorry. This was on sale at Big Bad Toy Store on their one day sale. I never planned on getting it, but for $50 off and the sheer size of it, I got the MAS-01 Optimus.
Oh, wow. How much was he?
Well, he was $150 down from $199.
That's not bad.
What is
that? That's that licensed giant action figure Optimus Prime. Oh,
that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's really nice. He is nice.
Yeah, and when I saw it for that price on the one day sale, I thought, this will look really good on, if I can catch the Megatron on sale. Hopefully, I missed it the first time. I think that'll make a really nice presentation at this size, and maybe if I do get Unicron, that would make a really great looking display.
Hey Don, if you see that Megatron on sale, let me know because I haven't picked that up yet.
Yeah, and the last thing I got was no, it's okay. Don't worry. Who are you going to call?
Your MP10G. How much you pay nice. For it?
I paid a little more than I paid about $240 for it after my because see they started charging sales tax on eBay so I had to pay sales tax, but I had a $25 gift card for my girlfriend that was part of my birthday gift, but I realized I'm paying a little bit more now than what Hasbro Pulse did.
So but, Don, you know how much I got mine for?
Free because Hasbro sent it to you. But
hashtag Dominomics.
But I will admit, with me getting MP711 Optimus for about $150, $160, I really can't complain about paying a little more for this because if I look at both pieces, I have $400 in two of the, well, especially the 711 Optimus. So I really can't complain because I got such a good deal on that, paying a little bit more for this Optimus. And now if I don't get one, because I was allowed to have one stay in the box and one to open. But if I don't get one when they go on Hasbro Pulse, I have one, I'm happy, and I ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, cool. Okay, Rob.
Okay, I did get one thing this week, and it is also off topic. Amazon had a sale on Lightning Collection Shadow Ranger for $8. And I did not have the $8, but thanks to the generosity of that Prime guy on Twitter, he sent me one. And I had not really messed with any of Hasbro's 6-inch figures in the last few years. The newest thing I have is Captain Phasma, who is kind of bulky and not terribly well articulated. This is really fantastic. I am really impressed by the amount of articulation they are getting into the Lightning Collection figures. The number of free floating parts on that were really a surprise. I was not expecting that. And they apparently can't do people, but the Doggy Kruger head, they absolutely nailed. The likeness
Doggy
on that
Kruger
is
head.
That is the character's name.
Like Dunning Kruger.
He is
Anubis.
Doggy
Kruger.
He is a big blue space dog. And yeah, that is an amazing head sculpt. I am really impressed with that.
I'm so glad they didn't do the Japanese head sculpt. Oh,
I'd love to have one of each if I was completely honest.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, but not for his first figure. No. Yeah.
No.
The head sculpts on the newer actors, like the more recent ones, are fine. It's just when they're going back 20 years.
That makes perfect sense because, like, the more recent actors, I'm sure they probably, even before they were doing this stuff, you know, production in general was probably doing, like, laser scans of the actors' faces for just in case purposes. Because, like, you can use that for doing CG for the show if you need to, too. It doesn't have to be for, like, designing a toy around.
Sorry for interrupting, Rob.
No, that's fine. But I'm no worries, guys. I really like that figure. I may have to try and get more Lightning Collection stuff when I can because
good.
Yeah, it is really impressive.
Cool.
So that's the only thing I got this week, but I'm pretty happy with it.
Okay,
so
Rob needs a Lord Zed. If anybody finds one, Rob needs a Lord Zed.
So I'll go through mine pretty quick. I got basically what everybody else got, except for a couple additions. So, I got the Skywarp set and the G2 Sideswipe set. Chris last week got the Skybite Cyberverse figure, and he said it sucked and nailed it. Not great. Not a great toy.
I've had a lot worse official Transformers products in my, 20 years collecting, seriously, but, like, it was a letdown. I'm not going to say, like, it sucks, but it was definitely a letdown compared to what it was restrainedly hoping for.
Much better was the Scraplet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love it. I need more.
I like that.
I need more. Need more of them. So, actually, was the Scraplet or was it the pre-sale they have on Nah? But whatever it was, I think it was on Amazon, I could order up to 30 of them. And I was tempted. I figured out like over $200. I'm like, I'm not going to do do that.
Do we have an Amazon wish list for Matt yet? And can we bundle things?
We need that. We need one. Let's see. So I got the scrap. So also what I got, part of this I got on Amazon. Part of this I got through Target. I got three of the BotBots season greeters 5-packs. I got the Goo Goo Groupies. Is that right? Did I get six? Whatever. Plus I got the Fresh Squeezes. So funny enough, the Fresh Squeezes does not have my favorite item from the from this, which is Chris's name for its ideal, which is Citrusaurus. But the actual name is Tri-Sour-Tops.
Citrus Tops is citrus what I said.
Yeah, Citrus Tops. Citrus Tops. The actual name, though, is Tri-Sour-Tops. And
oh, that works.
It's a freaking orange that transforms into a Triceratops. It is the best and most amazing thing ever. I mean,
BotBots is just wonderful.
It is wonderful. I mean, you know, there's other stuff like, you know, I love candy corn. I don't eat it anymore because it's, you know, sugar. But like there's like a candy corn BotBot, but it's all eclipsed by the by Triceratops, my new favorite transformer. I think he's overtaken the donut as the greatest BotBot, the greatest living BotBot.
I can't agree with that.
What?
I can't agree with that.
It's amazing. It's an orange that's a Triceratops. It's an orange that's a Triceratops.
And but it's not a donut.
Yeah.
No, but it's a Triceratops.
Yeah.
Dinosaur, as much as I love donuts, Diecast, dinosaurs will always be cooler than pastry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's an orange.
Is that too long for an episode title?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But it's amazing. There's some other, you know, there's other stuff here. It's like the recolors and stuff. And like at this point, I have so many BotBots. I don't remember if some of these are new or not. Like I don't remember the Jack in the Box, but I think that's a repaint. I think maybe I'm wrong. I think the piano is new from the Season's Greeters set, but it's, I don't know. I love BotBots just way too much. The rubber ducky is, I don't honestly like the transformation on it. The transformation is kind of a pain because the arms, which form the back of the head, you got to twist it, and it's easy to twist it off the is it a T joint? I don't even know what you'd call it, but it's where
is it like a mushroom peg thing?
Yeah, so it's prone to popping off there. But yeah, so I spent too much money on BotBots this past week, and I think it's the most I've ever spent on BotBots since.
Hasbro sends them to you for free.
Yeah. But, you know, I absolutely love Triceratops. It may be my new favorite Transformer. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's it. That's all I got. Let's jump to the news. So,
oh, shoot. We haven't even started on the news yet, have we?
We have not. So I didn't.
Wow.
So Chris did the show notes. I didn't actually read this article. So Chris, you did about the 35th anniversary Transformers Fight Super Robot Sonic Festival. Looking at it, looks like it's a festival of Beast Wars Second. Yeah, so...
Yeah, no, I mean, it primarily is in terms of what they displayed. There was also a concert portion of just general Transformers music and themes.
World War Stop, it was Beast Wars, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God. Imagine hearing that live, though.
Well, hearing it played live, I don't think anybody was actually performing. Yeah. So one of the most notable things from this event was photos of a Lucky Draw Leo convoy from a TV magazine giveaway from like probably 1998 that basically nobody had really seen before.
Which one was it?
The red, black, and yellow one.
Oh, yeah.
There's better pictures of it if you go farther in the gallery. But I mean, there was some of the, you know, usual standbys, like there was Black Leo Convoy there. They had the Galvatron Leo Convoy, Flash Leo Convoy, but that one Lucky Draw, which there it is. That it's very, very uncommon to see that. And I tried doing some translation of the report on this, and whatever representative from Takara was there talking about these said that, but telling the people who were there, basically, you'll probably never see one of these again in person.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I really, really like that.
It's gorgeous.
This was apparently one of those lucky draws where there was like five of them made.
Well, I will say this: if they recolor the new Masterpiece Lyle Convoy into that, I will buy that.
I mean, this made me regret there's not an Encore Leo Convoy for them to do Lucky Draw redeco of like they did Blue Big Convoy.
You know, do the Robot Masters toy, do an Encore of that.
I'd like that a lot more, but like I would buy Encore Leo Convoy in these Lucky Draw colors. That's how much I like that deco.
Leo Convoy is such a horrible toy.
Even knowing how not good of a toy that thing is, I would buy it just for the deco. It's
beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, that's really striking. For Lucky Draw, it's kind of an odd color combination, too.
Yeah, so this was billed as a 35th anniversary event. Obviously, this is really geared around Beast Wars 2nd, but like, it's interesting to see some of the stuff they have out on display. Because like, even a Galvatron Leo Convoy, you don't get to see those very often.
Man, I need to pull my Galvatron out because it's such a nice toy.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have one of those.
I
myself.
Don't even know where mine is. It's buried somewhere. I need to pull it out.
And just a quick update: since we've been recording and talking about what we've got, we've gotten 5 more backers for Unicron. Woo!
So this morning at like 6:38 a.m., I tweeted out that we were at 2,800 Unicrons backed. And then like 2 hours later, Walkie checked and tweeted back at me, and we were at $27.99.
How does that happen?
Somebody backed out.
Yeah. Somebody canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
this piece of art, hang on now, this piece of art that Brian is showing now, that was like the first concept art for designing the original Leo Convoy toy.
That's interesting.
Any idea who did it?
I don't remember off the top of my head. It might be in the article, but I wrote that several days ago and don't remember all the details now.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah, the next piece of art was like early design control art for the masterpiece. Now, Don, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say I was at BotCon when it was the year when the Galva Lyle Convoy Lucky Draw was one of the, I want to say it was Fumihiko, but I may be wrong. He had Galva Lyle Convoy there for $7,000. And that it had just come out either in the past that year, but it was like previously to BotCon, and he had one there for $7,000. But that purple on that mold, that's also a gorgeous looking figure. I would probably buy several of these like the Robot Master versions if they did these colors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's weird. Everything here though is mostly Beast Wars 2nd.
Yeah. I think it was all Beast Wars 2nd.
Did Magnaboss came out in Beast Wars though, I thought.
No, Beast Wars 2nd.
It was Beast Wars 2nd.
So everything that was a non-show Beast Wars toy for us was put into Beast Wars 2nd in Japan.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking it was a Beast Wars box. Funny enough, like I bought originally back in the day, I bought Tripredicus. But I skipped out on Magnaboss for some dumb reason. So I ended up getting the Korean version, and I thought it was in a Beast Wars box. I guess it was Beast Wars 2nd. That makes more sense. Yeah. God, that Lyle Convoy is so pretty. Such a horrible toy.
Lyle Convoy is such a good deco.
Lyle Convoy is one of those toys that it's really divisive because there's some people who have never touched it and have only seen pictures who think it's amazing. But it's garbage toy.
It's very, very 1997 engineering.
But you know what? Big Convoy, while he's a brick, is such an infinitely better toy.
The alt mode's a brick, but the robot mode's fine, especially once you start pulling off the alt mode pieces, which you can totally do.
Which you can do. Okay. Let's see. What else we got? Siege Refractor Reconnaissance Team. Was a Hascon exclusive question mark. I know that we came up with this thought. We talked about it recently on RFC, but do we have more info on it?
Yeah. So a website called BBCW Distributors, which I was surprised to find was not the British Broadcasting Company out of Wales. They have a listing up for the Refractor Reconnaissance Team 3 pack, which is the toy deco version with the extra camera parts. And what's interesting is in their description, the last line of it says what the assortment includes. So it's a case of 4. It's listed as Transformers Generation Hascon Exclusive 2.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's a couple interesting things about that. One, obviously, this is implying that this was intended to be a Hascon exclusive product, but that it was the second Transformers Hascon exclusive. So, of course, Hascon 2019 got called off like the end of 2018, like the last week of December.
Was it 2019 or 2018 that got called off? Didn't we do it in 2016?
No, it was 2017 was the first Hascon. They were going to do it.
This year would have been the second.
Okay.
Actually, in like 2 weeks from now is when it would have started.
It was fun.
So this apparently was planned to be an exclusive product for Hascon 2019 when that was still actually going to happen. But there was going to be another one, and we've gotten so many crazy Generations things in the last few months. Like, you could really just reach out and point to any one of them and say, Hascon exclusive, and I don't think anybody would disbelieve you. But, like, just taking some thoughts into consideration here, I think if we were going to play pin the tail on the canceled Hascon exclusive, the Rainmakers 3-pack was probably what was going to go with Refractor.
That makes sense.
Do you think they do two different 3-packs as convention exclusives, though? I would think one would be like a single figure, like Galactic Man.
Well, so, like, conventional wisdom is telling me that the Rainmakers are the thing that would be the least approachable as an individual retail product, because it is three of the same thing in simple colors in one package together. That's going to have to be kind of expensive. All of that really points to me, you know, convention exclusive.
But it did make it to retail, though, which is the weird thing.
It did, but so did Galactic Man Shockwave, which is another really weird off-the-wall thing. You know, anything in Generation Select. Did that make
it to retail? I think that's like just an online exclusive.
Yeah,
I thought it was an online exclusive.
Hasbro Pulse only.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's Generation Selects, but I mean, it's being sold through whoever wants to carry it. Entertainment Earth has it. Hasbro Pulse is selling it. It's available through
Rainmakers. The Rainmakers made it to brick and mortar, though.
Right, because Target is the one place that would actually take it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Like, that's a large component of how store exclusives get allocated. Hasbro says, we have this thing we want to make. Who wants to pay us to actually make it for them?
Or and if the Hasbro rep talks to the Target rep and the Walmart rep and said, hey, we have this. It could be a store exclusive. Do you want it? Like, literally.
Yeah, I mean, it's like two sides of the same coin. But if they have a canceled convention exclusive, or I should say an exclusive for a canceled convention, you know, it's something that's very, very easy for them to approach their retail partners and say, you know, we've got this just waiting to go into production. This could be your exclusive if you want it. And if they agree, you know, and Target was the one that agreed. Now, I mean, obviously there's no evidence to say for sure the Rainmakers were any more than anything else was going to be this mystery exclusive number one. But, like, my experience just is really making me think that's the most likely thing if something that we've gotten through another channel now was going to be the other exclusive.
I'm still hung up on the two different 3-packs. I'm thinking there would have to be at least one slightly more reasonable price point.
I agree with Matt that it would probably be Galactic Man.
For another reason, it's the packaging, because the Rainmakers have standard retail packaging for the most part, where this Refractor set doesn't. It's a unique one-off packaging design. So that stuff in the supply chain, that stuff's way in the front end of the product. The packaging is done at the same time or before the toys are cut. So it seems like if it was going to be an exclusive, it would have the exclusive packaging instead of the standard retail packaging.
The counterpoint to that is Refractor has special packaging just because, like, it's a camera set and somebody had the idea, let's make the packaging look like a camera kit.
Now, something else thinking about it, there's usually in the convention exclusives, there's usually one that ends up being relatively inexpensive. So, you know, if you think about it, it could have been Lancer at the low tier, Galactic Man at the mid tier, and then Refractor in the fancy packaging at the highest tier. But then, of course, there's the fact that Galactic Man was exclusive number two. So it's hard to say on that. Yeah.
It could even have been Red Wing.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Wing would have been a good one.
Combat Megatron also would qualify, because that's another like really deep cut, kind of off the wall thing.
Been out for a while.
Yeah, that came out super early though. So exclusives for Hascon 2019 would have been in the planning phase by spring of 2018 at the latest, just because of how the lead time on the toys works. It would be something they'd have to be planning when the original uses of those toys was being mapped out. So that's why stuff like this, like the reflectors, that can be a Hascon exclusive, even though Hascon was canceled months ago. The stuff was already in the pipeline before that. So Combat Megatron made it out as a Generation Selects first, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't have been an exclusive that was planned to be released at an event later in the year than when it actually came out. It's a possibility, even if it's not like particularly good one. It's just another thing that we have that came out that kind of qualifies based on what it is.
Yeah.
So interesting. I talked a while back about on Twitter about like doing a Transformers or toy version of the Onion. And this is one where I would have taken the headline and twisted it around. But Hasbro to remove plastic from toy packaging starting in 2020. I love this idea because I don't think there's anything I hate more than ripping the little rubber band things out of a plastic toy and it then hitting me and hurting way more than it should considering how small it is.
I use clippers.
Yeah, nail clippers, scissors. Brian.
I use whatever I have in front of me, which is usually a pocket knife.
And well, that's why you're getting hit in the face with rubber bands.
Yes, but I'm all for this idea. It'll probably cost more because plastic is cheap.
Now, what has me concerned is getting rid of all the plastic. Like, how are you going to see the figure that you're getting? Like, if they get rid of the window plastic, because that's as a collector, I look for paint imperfections in something before I buy it.
Well, I'm assuming you'd still have, like, is that technically that's like cellophane or something, is it?
It's a plastic. You know, there's a possibility. Don't some of the Cyberverse toys we're getting have open windows like that?
Oh, they do.
I would hate that worse than having fully closed packages.
Yeah, yes, that probably.
Just, yeah.
The thing is, though, like, I completely understand and share in Matt's concern about not being able to see what you're buying. Yeah. But a lot of us buy this stuff from online retail to start with, which doesn't afford us an opportunity to inspect the toys we're buying. So, like, functionally, for a lot of us, this is not changing a ton.
Mm. I don't see how they would secure it because they're always using plastic. Clamp, they're using the plastic backer to.
Well, you got Jetfire, didn't you?
The
interior packaging of that was all cardboard.
Yeah, it's easier to do with the bigger figures. I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess they could do it with small ones too.
Yeah, you could do it exactly the same way with a deluxe. I mean, the interior layout would be a little bit different to make sure it stays in position correctly, but fundamentally, it doesn't have to be that different. And the other alternative here is instead of using a plastic vacuform interior shell, you could make something out of basically egg carton recycled paper material that's formed for the figure in a similar way.
I like that.
So it would hold it in just the same secure way, but it would still eliminate the plastic use. You wouldn't notice a functional difference.
Sort of the Supreme saying, a lot of people are saying that they probably are going to be used biodegradable materials in the place of plastic. And they're apparently materials that mimic plastic that are biodegradable. Yeah,
I've heard about bioplastics being tested. I'm not sure how that qualifies based on what they're talking about doing here. I mean, I'm sure for a lot of things they would want to, if at all possible, keep some kind of transparency so you can, when it's on a store shelf, see exactly what you're getting. But I feel like things like Jetfire, who is being sold in Walmart on store shelves, and these Siege battle packs, which while Amazon exclusive, these are certainly packaged designed in a way where they could go on a store shelf and be perfectly fine. I think the stuff like this is maybe like a soft test run for transitioning into windowless packaging for this initiative.
Before say 1970, there was a lot of toy packaging that was boxes like that. All the GI Joe figures were just in shoe boxes, basically.
Yeah. I've seen those.
The accessory sets were wrapped in cellophane, but it, by default, they didn't actually have to be because all the pieces were actually just sewn onto the card with thread.
Yeah. Well, see, Chris, you brought up what I was going to say is that the Autobot Counter Strike and the Phantom Strike sets are definitely visually informative enough that you see what's in the set. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing is I'm worried is what if they go to like foam cut, like BotCon did.
I think they're trying to be more environmentally friendly here, Don.
Yeah.
But hey, that worked out.
Styrofoam's kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So, and even the like foam rubber kind of stuff, like Don's talking about, is just another exercise in the plastic.
Yeah.
But just to look at the bright side on this. This could, I mean, if you've ever looked at some of the vintage G.I. Joe packaging, like especially for the Adventure Team things, this could lead to a real renaissance in package art. We could get some really neat looking stuff out of this.
Well, I mean, like we got that right here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of that of the style of the scene
Not the style, but like if you remember in the 90s the Exosquad packaging from Playmates. It was a different art style, but it was very much in the spirit of that. And you know, if we have more flat uninterrupted panel real estate to put that kind of art on, like sign me up. Also, in the chat, Action Figure Expert suggests for the package windows transparent aluminum.
Yeah, I was going to joke about that before.
If we can get Scotty and McCoy to come pay a visit back here and dictate the recipe into a computer mouse, I think we'll be in business.
No computer. Hey, so okay. So
how quaint.
Just use the keyboard.
So we have
obligatory Star Trek for this episode. Yes,
we have a video of the 35th anniversary Optimus Prime and Megatron, the cel-shaded versions. I don't really know what I think as much. I think Megatron looks fine. I think Optimus looks okay from some angles, but some of them don't look that great.
Yeah, Optimus's effects might look a little overcooked.
Just his face bothers me a little bit.
A little bit. I dig the way the window effects look, and I think we talked last week that the white thighs and pelvis really make this stand out.
Yeah.
I don't own a single cell shaded figure, so these will be my first. So, I mean, is it a good introduction to this? Or
For $30, probably
it's an okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice seeing them do this at a mass production level.
It's a lot of paint.
I'm hoping that this is a trend if these figures do well and it's as sturdy a paint as what we normally get that we'll be seeing in more of the cel-shaded stuff in the future as just, options, exclusive, whatever the case may be, now that they found a way to do it on a mass production versus like your Grimlock diecast that you got off eBay or Taobao or whatever. And so that way it's not limited to these higher production, these higher price pieces.
Yeah. I was trying to explain to my wife today about what Taobao was and how diecast gets all these toys from Taobao. And I don't think it quite clicked, but, it's like, does his wife know all the stuff he gets? And I'm like,
it's eBay except in China where all the factories are.
Yeah, that's how I explained it. Yeah.
Would it be like more like Chinese Ollies?
No. I guess maybe like a sort of a combination of the two ideas.
It's like Chinese Amazon.
Yeah. Hey, so we also have photos of 35th anniversary Sound Blaster. If you like Soundwave, you'll like Sound Blaster, basically.
He can hold two tapes.
Yeah.
For some reason,
he's got the same battle damage deco.
Yeah.
Of course.
For some reason, I like it, and I wish I didn't.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for Sound Blaster.
I've got Soundwave, and I like Soundwave. I don't know that I need that mold twice, but just something about the contrast between the black and the red on Sound Blaster, the fact that it is a nice, it looks from here like a pretty nice black and a nice, nice bright red. And together, I am liking that. I wish it didn't have the battle damage, as is normal. Yeah. But just, like I said, I like it more than I wish I did.
Yeah.
His eyes really pop. too. I really like the red eyes.
I wish it would. I was talking to Chris about this on Twitter the other night. I wish there was an easier way to switch the light piping, because I'd rather have Sound Blaster with you know, yellow toy visor, and Soundwave with red, you know, animation visor. But that part seems to be glued.
Yeah, the head is glued together, and the light piping doesn't like stick out the back like most light piping we're familiar with. So I think you'd probably end up actually breaking one or both heads trying to split them to get the piece out. And that would be kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, really. I like the idea, but I'm not willing to bust some heads to make it happen.
Well, not these heads anyway. Maybe somebody else's.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I got a question for you. This was something y'all said made me think of this. What if they did the battle damage, like some old from some, the older toys, as stickers you apply yourself where you wanted it?
And nobody would like that.
I mean, I think that was something I mentioned when we were like first talking about Siege, however many months ago. Like, you know, if you have to have this, let it be optional user applicable effect.
Okay, not, maybe that.
Yeah.
Or you could just, you know, take your toy out and rub it in the dirt for a while and
get the whatever. Same
effect. So what I would actually like is like a transition. Ooh, actually, now that I think of it, Siege Soundwave is almost, if you ripped his arm off, it would be like
from that episode of the Headmasters.
It'd be like a transition to Sound Blaster, or as he really is called, and canonically in my heart, which is New Soundwave. So,
I was thinking about that one or two nights ago. Actually, that could look like him fighting with Billy.
Yeah, we need a broadcast, twincast. Pardon me.
Yeah, a Billy and twincast.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So, yeah, I've forgotten Headmasters. God, it's been too long. It's been over a year since I watched the episodes. I forgot they changed him to Blaster, or is it Stay Billy?
No, he becomes Blaster after. Yeah.
God. Yeah, it's like, my name is Blaster now. Don't you forget it.
Yes.
God, I love the dub so much. Okay. I can't believe I forgot that. Parenthood is like shoved like my Headmaster's dub knowledge out of my head, and it sucks.
Well, that's great. You know, that's wonderful.
I mean, if you have to choose between the two, I think learning new parenting skills probably is more important to use your brain real estate for than maintaining your encyclopedic knowledge of the dialogue of the Headmaster's dub.
I miss it.
I mean, yeah, not everyone needs parenting skills.
What I'm hearing is that he needs to introduce the children to the Malaysian dubs.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure that's like in the books somewhere. It is. Down the line,
the kids have already been through enough. They don't need that.
Don, you're not wrong. So real quick, so this story about Fans Hobby Armada Optimus reminded me that I pre-ordered the Fans Hobby Thunderclash. As much as I'm not a fan of like third-party stuff, I gotta get that.
I did too.
Want that. I'm gonna have to wait a little while before I put a pre-order down on that though, because it's expensive.
It's more. I was expecting 160. Yeah. It's 200.
It was actually cheaper than I've seen Power Baser in some places. Either the same or, the places they have Power Baser still left in stock.
I don't know that I need this.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because it's not G1.
Yeah. I can't wait till I see it in color.
Also, I just love Armada Optimus Prime as a design.
I'd like to see some more out of the Takara thing that we saw several months ago.
That was Winter Wonderfest, and I'm surprised it hasn't turned back up.
Yeah, that's another like flash in the pan. Like Hound was, here's Hound, and then where's Hound for 4 months?
Yeah,
I think it was longer than that actually.
Yeah.
2 years.
Uh huh.
So yeah, there's that. If you're into that sort of thing, if G1 is not necessarily your thing, it's half the time my thing. But I don't know that I need a third party Armada Optimus Prime.
I mean, especially with apparently the Takara one, you know, on some distant horizon,
maybe.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So, Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon, buy something, help us out, help pay for like all the hosting fees. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. It really isn't. I wish it was, but it's not.
Yeah, Brian.
You should sell that MP10G to me that you got for free.
No.
And then that'll help pay for some show costs.
Yeah. Believe it or not, even Dynamics has its limits, folks. So yeah, if you can use the Amazon link, that really helped Brian out.
Yeah, that helped. TFRD.net/Amazon. Just buy something, anything: toothpaste, toilet paper, Cadbury eggs,
TVs,
MP10Gs,
computers. Yes, TFRD.net/Amazon.
Buy some like home improvement stuff, some hardware or some clothing.
Okay. Or buy home improvement on DVD.
Those have,
I wouldn't recommend that.
Video products don't have like a good return in the affiliate program, but like soft goods and the home improvement stuff, those do pretty well. Yeah. You know, if you have an audience that actually like wants that kind of stuff. Yes. And Matt, what's wrong with getting home improvement on DVD?
Oh, dear God. Hey, Rob, what's on TV?
Moving along.
Yeah, let's move along. There's not a lot on T-Formers this week, but I did write an article that we talked about briefly during the Unicron segment, just about, you know, some of the things that some of the problems we're facing getting Unicron, the things, you know, problems of timing of you know, other difficulties, and just, you know, something that occurred to me when we found out about the HasCon thing is that we talked about, you know, the timing of this being not good. And I'm almost willing to bet that when the Unicron project started, it was supposed to be like the centerpiece, the big reveal of HasCon 2019. Because that would have, you know, that for one thing, the HasCon exclusives would have spread out the Night of Thousand pre-orders a little bit. Not all, you know, most of that would have hit at SDCC. We would have been past when MP44 hits. It all would have timed out so much better if HasCon 2019 had actually happened.
Yeah.
One of the Japanese toy bloggers I follow on Twitter the other night was tweeting out, like, you know, it's getting down to the wire. People are trying to figure out if and how they can do Unicron. And, like, if they want to cancel MP44, well, it's too late now because Amazon's cut off the cancellations for that. So, like, yeah, this very topic is on the minds of the Japanese fandom just as much as it is with us, in much the same fashion.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's a great article. People should check that out. Yeah. So, and I'll be honest with you. I don't want to knock on internet fans or whatever, but whenever any site shares like a blog post or a news post, there's always snarky comments, people disagreeing, people thinking they're smarter than the person who wrote the article. People, universal agreement with the article. So from what I saw, which, you know,
I don't know that I can claim that, but if people liked it, I am extremely happy.
What I saw. What I saw.
I'm glad.
What I saw. So cool. So that's let's go ahead and jump to you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And if you want to join us live each week, TFRadio.net/live, or subscribe to us on YouTube. Just look for Radio Free Cybertron. That's how you can find us. John DeLuna is not here. He's at that John D. Basically everywhere you want to go. And Rob Springer, also not here, at RoboRobSpringer or at ZoneBase.org. I'm personally on Twitter at BKilby or on Instagram at Brian Kilby. But Instagram is really just a pass-through for Twitter. I don't look at it. I don't even understand how Instagram works. I just know you post pictures and I post it there and it just cross-posts everywhere else. So that's what I use it for. But yeah. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2, where we're trying to get Unicron made. I feel like Hasbro owes me a bit of Unicron if this actually happens. We're promoting it pretty heavily. Thanks to Neshchalk on Twitter too, who's been helping me out with the graphics and stuff like that. I really appreciate that.
Oh yeah, his Unicron shirt came today. I need to wear it.
So
it's pretty awesome. Pretty cool.
And you can also like my page on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and you can subscribe to me on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Sweet. Chris.
So this week I've got two new updates on PlutoPhotography.com. First up, just this afternoon, I published my gallery of the Siege Rainmaker set. That is currently on early access for my supporters on Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/playwithphotos and sign up for $5 at the insert name tier and get access to that right now. Most new galleries open exclusively to patrons a full week before going public, so it's definitely worth it to join. I also posted an article detailing my experience with Siege Slam Dance and how I went about mitigating the production defect that might be contributing to the breakage problem in some of the samples. Your mileage on it may vary, but mine works a lot more smoothly now, and there's like little or no outward sign that I ever did anything to it. So it's a little time consuming, but it's not like a terribly hard procedure to undertake. Be sure to follow on social media for random photos and gallery previews and such. It's Play With Photography on Instagram and at Play With Photos on Twitter. If you like, you can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV for occasional toy detective content, Star Trek jokes, every once in a while, pictures of homemade tacos. And as if I haven't gone on long enough already, my Amazon wishlist can be found at tfradio.net/chrislist if you'd like to do something nice for me and help brighten my day.
Turn your day into an adventure. Rob.
I mean, that's kind of a scary concept in a vacuum, but, you know, maybe.
I could do with a fewer days that are adventures late.
Yeah, you've had enough adventure for this month, I think.
Truly. But
it's been very August.
It has been extremely August, yes. But I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flailthroughs. Flailthroughs is the name of my YouTube channel, where I am covering Gundam Battle Operation 2, a free-to-play Gundam game on PlayStation Network. The preliminary voting for the North American release has just ended, so I have a video about the 10 mobile suits that are going to be available for free to everyone who starts the game at the launch. Also, if you like what I do at Flailthroughs, I have a Patreon at patreon.com/flailthroughs, and a couple of bucks a month will get you a request for a specific mobile suit, weapon combination, color scheme, what have you. Just basically, I will play around to the best of my ability with your mobile suit and weapon and colors. Beyond that, I have an Amazon wish list as well at tfradio.net/claylist. And you can see the video work that Chris and I do for T-Formers on YouTube at youtube.com/T-Formers TV.
Cool. Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EBR.
Cool. Did I miss anybody? Diecast, you went, right?
Yep.
That's it. We went a long time this week. I'm tired. I need sleep.
As I'm trying or to caffeine.
I'm trying to talk like my 2-year-old. I tired. Dad, I need sleep. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, we didn't notice the difference.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?